It's story time.
Spices changed the world.
When you hear this sound, please turn the page.
Chapter 1. The Trade Begins. Thousands of years ago, big caravans of Arab merchants crossed the deserts of Asia. They rode on camels. They were going to India and China. They were going to the markets of the Far East. At the markets, they filled their packs with products to trade. From the Far East, merchants brought silk, carpets, and fine China dishes back home. They also brought spices. Pepper, cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves didn't weigh much. A camel could carry a lot of spices. Many bad things could happen to the caravan. Robbers could wait for the merchants on the long route. Sandstorms could cause them to lose their way. They could die of thirst in the desert. They could lose their way in the mountains. Angry tribes could attack them or demand payment to cross their lands. Along the route, a few towns grew up around water wells. Merchants would travel to a town and stop. They would sell their products to another merchant. That merchant would take the products to another town. There, another merchant would buy them and take them to another town. Each time the products were sold, the price went up. As stronger ships were built, Arab merchants changed their route. They went part of the way to and from the Far East by water. They stayed close to the coast. They were always in sight of land. Now there were new dangers. Pirates robbed them, and there was a danger that the ship could sink. Even with the ships, the merchants still had to use caravans for part of their route. Camels carried their expensive products to towns around the Mediterranean. At these towns, merchants from Italy bought the spices. The Italians sold the spices across Europe. They raised the prices again. The Arab merchants got rich. The Italian merchants got rich. The Arab traders wanted to keep the spice trade to themselves. They made up stories about where they got the spices. They said some spices grew in lakes guarded by winged animals. They said cinnamon grew in places with evil snakes. Many people believed the Arab merchants' stories, but the Italian merchants did not believe them. They knew the spices came from the Far East, but for a long time, the Arabs controlled the spice trade. Chapter 2. Why Europeans Wanted Spices. In the 1400s, food didn't taste very good. The upper classes ate a lot of meat, but there was no way to keep it cold. Soon after an animal was killed and cleaned, the meat would taste bad. People used salt to keep it from tasting bad. People also smoked some meat to make it last longer. But a lot of meat went bad, and still the people ate it. Rich people bought spices to make it taste better. Pepper hid the bad taste. Europe in the 1400s didn't smell good. People didn't wash themselves very often. Spices helped take away the bad smell. Cloves and cinnamon were put on the floor. This took away the smell of stinky feet. Some people hung spices around their necks. The spice smell covered the bad smells. Some spices were burned in religious ceremonies. Many spices were used in medicines. People need spices to make perfumes smell good. Egyptians needed spices to make mummies of their dead. The Italian merchants had always known the Arabs got the spices from the Far East. But it was easier to trade with the Arabs than to find their own trade routes. Other Europeans were angry about the high prices of spices. They wanted to find a cheaper way to get spices. Chapter 3. Looking for a new spice route. The Portuguese were the first to look for a new spice route. Portugal is by the Atlantic Ocean. To find a trade route, the Portuguese turned to the sea. To find a sea route to the Far East, they needed better sailing ships and instruments. Prince Henry of Portugal was interested in sailing and exploring. He talked to sea captains, builders of ships, and instrument makers. He talked to map makers and scientists. These men met and talked about how to make ships sail better. Prince Henry did not go on trips of discovery. He only directed the trips made by others. New ships were built that used three-sided sails instead of square sails. The sailors improved instruments. With a compass on the ship, sailors could sail away from the coast and still know which direction was north. With a special instrument, they could tell the positions of the stars. They could tell how far east or west they were going. Under Prince Henry's direction, sailors set out to explore the west coast of Africa. They did not know how big Africa was. They drew maps of what they found, and they built trading posts along the way. The Portuguese thought if they sailed around Africa, they could reach the Far East and the spices. In 1488, Bartolomeu Dias went down the west coast of Africa. A storm blew up and pushed his ship around the point of Africa to the other side. Although he didn't go all the way to the Far East, Dias knew it could be done. Chapter 4. Sailors go to sea. Other countries learned of Portugal's exploration. They wanted to explore unknown places too. They wanted to find a route to the spices. With improved ships and instruments, several sailors thought they could find a new route. Christopher Columbus tried to find money to make a trip to the Far East. Like many others, he believed the world was round. He had no idea how big the world was. If he sailed to the west, he thought he would run into the Far East. Columbus asked the King and Queen of Spain to help him. They agreed to spend money for ships and sailors. Columbus sailed west in 1492. When he found land, he thought he had found India. Columbus had not found India. He had found islands in the Caribbean. Even though people already lived there, he claimed the islands for Spain. The following year, Columbus made another trip to this new world. He found many more islands. In 1498, on another trip to the New World, Columbus found even more islands. He found a bay with rivers of fresh water flowing into it. He knew the land was bigger than an island. Columbus had found the Orinoco River of South America. That same year, the Portuguese found the trade route around Africa to the Far East. Vasco da Gama went around the tip of Africa and sailed up to India. He returned to Portugal with all types of spices, silks, and jewels. The Portuguese had a new way to get spices. They sent more ships to the Far East. They loaded lots of spices onto their ships. They took over the spice trade from the Arabs and Italians. They brought spices back to people in Europe. They charged only 1/5 what the Italians had charged for them. Now, more people could buy spices. Chapter 5. The Age of Discovery. In the search for spices, the Age of Discovery had begun. Other countries sailed for the Far East. Other countries sent ships to the New World. These explorers claimed land for their countries. The search for spices changed the world. It changed the way people thought about their world. It opened their world to new places and new ideas.